Inflation is on many people's minds, including President Biden and Jerome Powell, chair of the Federal Reserve. The two are meeting today as the Fed plans more increases to interest rates to slow the economy and to slow prices. Still, the president argues the economy is resilient. In an opinion piece in today's Wall Street Journal, he says Americans are adding jobs and lowering debt. And watching this all with his own interest is Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's economic podcast, Full Disclosure. Hey, Robin.
How are you?
I'm well, though I'm watching prices too. What might come out of this meeting between the president and Jerome Powell? Is there anything new they can really do to push down prices?
Scott, I've been waiting for decades to use a word that I missed on the SAT verbal, desultory.
Bring it.
That's what this is. If you're Biden, it's not like you're Hugo Chavez or some other dictator of a small republic where you could just send people cash and sacks of rice and beans. This economy, stewarding this economy, is really up to monetary policy and the Fed. The Fed cut into this and it's going to have to hike out of it.
So then what is the point of this very public meeting and a very public opinion piece that the president wrote in the Wall Street Journal?
You have to seem like you're doing something. I mean, in the opinion piece, he says inflation is elevated, exacerbated by Putin's war in Ukraine. You want to, you know, pin the blame, not for him on kind of, mishandling supply and demand, but this is an exogenous shock. And you want to seem like you're doing something and take ownership of the hot parts of the economy, namely unemployment, where it is below 4%. And you also want to present the united front that I back Jerome Powell in his second term. I'm not going to get in his way. It is an election year. This has always been so parlous for the party in power when it's about to lose a lot of seats that they resent the Fed chair for having to push through so many rate hikes while voters are going to the polls in a nasty mood with gas well above $4.50 a gallon. So you have to do something. You can't just be on the sidelines and say, we all have to suffer together. That just reminds people of Jimmy Carter and his cardigan.
Well, let's... Let's talk about the ingredients of inflation that are out there, though. Food prices are still going up because of grain from Ukraine. It can't make it to the world. Oil prices are up in part because Russian oil can't make it out to the world. I mean, those ingredients are still pushing up prices, aren't they?
And he's out there saying we can reduce the cost of everyday goods by fixing broken supply chains. He tries to pin some blame on exorbitant fees of foreign ocean freight companies charging to move products. He has a housing supply action plan. There are many things that you can kind of stage in the old executive office building. You know, these are not massive Rose Garden events, but saying that I'm on it. When in reality, everybody is waiting with bated breath through the summer to see how many half-point rate cuts the Fed is going to have to push through, and if the stock market's going to collapse, and if housing is going to cool down, and, as I've said before, if we have to kill the economy temporarily to actually rescue it from this pernicious inflation.
And that's my super quick question for you. How worried are you and others that this could be not tapping the brakes on the economy, but slamming it into recession?
Yeah, I haven't seen it done before. I haven't seen a soft landing coming out of 8% inflation.
Robin Farzad of NPR's economic podcast, Full Disclosure. Robin, thanks as always.
My pleasure, Scott.